it's between Yule and Capricorn. There's a place called Dramana House, and Catherine Fitzgerald was born there. We don't actually know when. The first time we get really to hear about her is in 1529, when her husband dies. We know that the husband had previously been married. He was married to a girl called McCarthy, and they divorced. So he remarries. He marries this lady, Catherine Fitzgerald. In 1575, this widow at this stage, Fitzgerald, her lands are being discussed in the Irish Parliament. And then after the Munster Rebellion, all of her lands are given to Sir Walter Raleigh. And she challenges this, saying that she's entitled to keep her land, that her land wasn't her husband's land, it was land she bought to her wedding with her. And she wins her case. And Raleigh gets to meet her, and he's totally taken with her, because she's telling him that she was born in 1464. Now, that seems very unlikely to me, but that's what she was saying. But Raleigh kind of half believed it, and we know he did, because in his book, The History of the World, Raleigh mentions her and her great age. And we later on then, in approximately 1604, she dies. Now, she could have been anything from 114 to 140 at that stage, but somewhere in that line, an incredibly old woman. And all sorts of legends. Now, among the legends were that she walked to London from Yall. Now, it's probably a confusion with the 16th Countess of Desmond, who was in London because her husband was in jail at that stage. There are various... She was supposed to have had three sets of teeth. She was supposed to have fallen out of a tree picking cherries from a cherry tree that Walter Raleigh gave her. It's quite possible he gave her a tree, because the cherries that grow wilder on Yall all come from the Walter Raleigh original cherry tree, the Azain cherry tree. So this old lady, we have all these wonderful stories of her. But we actually don't know when exactly she was born or when exactly she died.